Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Greg Taylor right here on the Greg Taylor Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. Hope everybody's having a good time tonight. I'm not sure if you can hear me. If you can, give me a ringy dingy or a text message or a Facebook message. Let me know that you can hear me. Yes, it's been a long afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry, I am a little late getting on the air. But hey, we are here. That's what matters. So the phone lines are open, 563-999-3746. 563-999-3746. Oh, yes. So it was a beautiful day, and I hope everybody had a good one out there. So, yeah, as we were talking, you know, we were talking about our show the other night, what we got on our little plans and all that other fun stuff, and let's see here. Kind of checking everything real fast. We're going to try something real quick. Be right. All right. I don't know if people can hear me. I hope you can. Granny Hulkster, if you can hear me, call in. Please. Checking. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Checking. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Well, I am here. I don't know if you're here. But we're going to try to be here. Hold on here. Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
So we are on the air. Am I correct?
Yes, we are. I can hear you just fine and dandy.
Yeah,
I guess we have
day,
some. Huh? We had some technical difficulties a little bit earlier, fans, because when I first called in, all I could barely hear the Blog Talk lady, and it was just sounded like a bunch of static. So I hung up, and I called in again, and it was still staticky, so I figured, well, we were having technical issues. And
yeah,
then
we
I finally, the third time, the time I called in, then it was just as clear as a bell, so.
Right. Yeah, I'm running late. My phones are acting weird, so it is what it is. But we are here now, so I want to say, how's Granny Hulkster doing?
I'm good.
How has your week been?
Just same old, same old. We did go for a nice little drive this afternoon, took Anthony and Mysterio with us, and we all got out, and Anthony, and you know, he loved going for the ride, you know, getting him out kind of helped. I mean, he's been doing better the last couple weeks, you know, he's had a lot better days than what he'd been having, and Mysterio loved it. He just like, you know, just rode along like, okay, this is so cool, you know, so it was good for both of them, so. I wish it was
probably good for
all of us just to get out and go for a nice drive on a Sunday afternoon and, you know, some.
Well, I can definitely understand those feelings because you know how I enjoy being able to get Raz Dog and taking him out to the park and have fun. And so,
how is Raz doing?
Raz Dog is all right. He is doing good.
Any updates on your prospective of getting him back? I mean, I know you've been working on that, so.
Yeah, we've been working on it, still working on it, but, trying not to push the issue. I'm just kind of letting it gradually work its way out. Razzie's going to be going to an obedience school here soon, so hopefully that'll kind of help out with some of the issues, and it is what it is.
That's right.
So, I don't know if anybody's been paying attention to the ACW Facebook page, but looks like we are kind of getting things going as far as getting some shows up and running.
Hopefully May 23rd.
May 23rd is the date that we are looking at. So, naturally kind of playing off the lead of the state and what they're allowing as far as social gatherings and all that stuff. So, but hopefully May 23rd is going to be the date. And once again, in case the fans don't know, Arkansas Championship Wrestling, right down the road at Greenland, Arkansas, at the Greenland Community Center. And what did you think? The last show was our first show there. Kind of give your opinion on the facilities and what you thought about it.
Well, I loved it. I mean, it is bigger than the two buildings that we had our previous shows in, much bigger than Gravit, and a little bit bigger than the one in Alma, Arkansas. So I'm glad to see that we're going to be able to have our shows there. It's kind of nice because they've actually got a kitchen where our wonderful concession ladies can do their concession food a lot easier. Hopefully that will work out better for our lovely concession ladies who work very hard taking care of their fans with the food and drinks and everything like that. So I think it's going to be a better place. You know, I've always been a
right.
firm believer, Greg, that everything happens for a reason. And
we had
good crowds at Gravit, and everything, and we were building the crowds, and as you said, it is what it is, and for whatever reason, we couldn't continue to stay there, but maybe being here is going to be a much better option for us because they are not limiting us to doing what we want to do and how often we want to do. They're not complaining that, hey, you can't have more than, one show a month. They're letting us do what we want to give the fans. So
right,
I think
exactly.
as long as we can work with them, they work with us, we work with them, and everybody's on the same page, I think we'll be able to start building a good fan base again. We were getting a good fan base in Gravit, but
right.
Hopefully we can get some people from the Northwest Arkansas area start coming, to Greenland for Arkansas Championship Wrestling. And I noticed a couple of my very good wrestling buddies from Oklahoma, said that they are interested in wanting to come to Arkansas Championship Wrestling. And I made a comment to both of them that we'd love to have them. So, who knows? We might be able to get some new talent coming to Arkansas Championship Wrestling too.
And I think that's the key right there because, I admit I've worked for some promotions in the past, but it was always the same old guys week after week.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things that personally, I've enjoyed about working with ACW is you'll see some guys, week after week, but then they're always mixing in new guys like Spider, perfect example.
Mm-hmm.
They brought Spider, Marseille, what's his last name? I don't have my paperwork here.
Marseille Lewis. Marseille Lewis.
Marseille? Marseille Lewis. I think that was a good thing about having the one of the shows at Alma. We had the Battle Royal, and it was really a good opportunity to kind of evaluate some new talent.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what's really going to help, is that it's going to keep the fans more connected, because like Magnificent Malico, perfect example.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. You know, but he'll be here one or two shows, but then it may be three or four shows because you see him again, because you're always trying to work in and out new wrestlers, and Malico is going all over. I've been following him about matches down in Louisiana, up in Missouri, you know, some other places over in Oklahoma. So
Texas.
I know he's doing got that Texas promotion down there he's been wrestling for. So that just kind of shows the kind of talent that they're wanting to work with. And so that's why, you know, on Facebook the other day, because I know a lot of the wrestlers followed everybody. And so that's why I put on Facebook the other day about tag teams. I really want to bolster the tag team division, because there's a lot of promotions out there that just kind of ignore the tag teams. You know, they'll throw a couple of guys together, but as far as established tag teams, you know, we want to see some of the more established tag teams come in. I think that really helps with the shows when you have a really good tag team division, because there's fans out there that likes the tag team division.
Oh yeah.
So
You know, being that I'm the president of the Arkansas Championship Wrestling Fan Club, you never know when the board of directors is going to ask Granny to maybe do some scouting, you know, for some new talent too, you know, who knows? I mean, I'm always willing to step up and help wherever I need to help with, whatever I need to do to make Arkansas Championship Wrestling successful. And successful for the fans. We want to try
right.
to give the fans what they want. Now, granted, there may be times where we're not able to do that for whatever reason. And that's why, fans, you always have the card is subject to change, because you never know. Things could happen,
exactly.
Some, you know. But we want to try to give you all, the fans, what you all want to see as much as we possibly can. Now, you know, I know Dwayne's not, you know, here to vouch for that or Keith, but I know both of those gentlemen well enough, Greg, and I have known both of those gentlemen a long time, especially Dwayne, that I'm sure that they would not mind me saying that to our listeners tonight.
Right. Oh, yeah. The phone lines are open. 563-999-3746 is the phone lines for the Greg Taylor Show. If anybody has any questions and you know, want to call in and join the conversation with me and Granny Hulkster, we are more than happy to have you in. Now, one of the things I did promise is on the last show. Can you still hear me? Okay.
Yep, I can still hear you.
One of the things I promised on the last show is we were going to run down the top 10, top five list. So I'm pulling those up right now. That's one of the issues we've been having today is with the computer. So. Luckily, so
well, you know, we had that really bad storm go through a couple of nights ago, you know, and I had some very good friends. Their neighbors had a tree blow down in their front yard from that storm a couple of nights ago. So, you know, it's that time of year, fans, unfortunately, for severe weather.
Right. So let's run down the tag team division. And like I say, the tag team division is really, you know, hodgepodge right now. That's the best word I can think of to use it. So right now we really only have four teams in the rankings for the tag team top five. Of course, you have our tag team champions, Trash and Bash.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have Danny B and David Jacobs.
Mm-hmm.
We have the Texas Outlaws.
Yep.
And then you have Mighty Micah and Dale Springs. That's who I have right now on the tag team top five. And like I say, we're really hoping we can reach out, pull in some more tag teams, because I'd really like to see the tag team division just really explode and go from there. So as you can tell, my cell phone is blowing off the hook, as always. Let's take a look at the SCWA top five. And this was the title. This was the championship we were talking about. Kirk Castle.
Yes.
He's been on the last couple of shows defending the SCWA championship. And so I'm not sure what other promotions he's defending that title, but as far as the ACW top 10, we're going to look at it like this. We got Dusty Gold as the number one contender to Kirk Castle SCWA championship. We got Jerry Storm. That boy's an oddball, because you never know what mood he's going to come out when he comes through that curtain. He's just one of them. You never know what mood he's going to be in that particular night. We also have Devin Jacobs in the SCWA top five. And then a guy I really enjoy watching wrestle, Henrun Gunn. We got him locked in to the SCWA top five. And then we have Marseille Lewis. And I put Marseille in there because I just feel Marseille he's a guy, he's going to break out here. If he keeps showing up, turning in some good matches, he's going to break out. And he's going to set the ACW on fire. So that is the SCWA top five. So now let's look at the SCWA top five. So now let's look at the ACW North American Championship. Everybody knows Spike Lopez. Right now, he is locked in there as the heavyweight champion. You know, him and the Spider, you know, they've been wrestling all over the place for that championship. I've been seeing videos. They've been wrestling over in Oklahoma for some of the shows over there, defending that North American champion. And that's one of the things I enjoy about that just because it's ACW, they're not limited to defending it in ACW. If there's somebody in another promotion like Tahlequah or someplace like that, we have no problems with them defending that belt. And like I
That's
say,
right.
him and Spider, they've just been going all over the place. Maybe we need to call it the Unified North American Champion. I don't know.
I don't know, but, you know, so, I know that night we were at Brandon Groom's show for BTW there in Tahlequah. Spider and Spike Lopez, you know, Spike was defending the belt against Spider there that night too. And Spider, almost beat him. I mean, you know, he came very close to beating him. So, you know.
All right. Well,
but
let's run down.
I'm very anxious to see Brandon Groom back at ACW. You know, Dirty Jake Durden took him for a loop, and you know, when he beat him for the championship belt, you know, and Brandon Groom tried to get his belt back, and you know, he really came very close to seriously injuring Brandon Groom.
I mean, it was
an amazing match, but I mean, it was crazy.
They were using everything but the kitchen sink in that match. I mean, I remember seeing chairs flying all over the place, pipes flying around. I mean, those two were getting at it. So speaking of Brandon, let's take a look at the North American Top 5 Championship. Coming in number 5, of course, the champion is Spike Lopez. Coming in number 5, we have Elijah Sparks, one half of Trash and Bash. Not only a good tag team wrestler, but also a very good singles competitor. And so we got him locked in the number 5 position for that North American Championship. Another guy that I've been impressed with, the few shows we've had him on, is El Rey.
Yes.
So we got him locked in number 4. On the North American top 5. Coming in at number 3, another the other half of Trash and Bash, Murillo, because we got him in there. Murillo, when he first came to ACW, he was concentrating on the singles wrestling, and then him and Elijah had a chance to hook up, and there was a spark there. There was a connection between those two. And now here they are down the road, tag team champions. So
yes, they are.
We got Murillo and Elijah Sparks both here in the top 5 for the North American Championship. Coming in at number 2. And number 2 and number 1, I'd like to see these guys go head up, because I think I've not seen these guys wrestle. I don't know if they've ever wrestled each other, but just watching both of them and being able to see them, I think these guys could turn in a 5-star match. Coming in at number 2, Dusty Gold, the Gold Standard. I have been very impressed with Dusty Gold, and anybody that knows me, as long as I was wrestling myself and as long as I've been watching wrestling, it takes a lot to impress me. And so Dusty Gold has been one of those wrestlers that has been able to do that. And so we got Dusty Gold as the number 2. In the top North American top 5, and the number 1 contender, Brandon Groom, because like you say, Brandon Groom, I think he deserves that number 1 contender for the North American Championship. You know, he's a former heavyweight champion, and
that's right.
Like I said, he's been going through the ringers, like you said, with Dirty Jake Dearden, and so. I think Brandon and Dusty, Dusty Spike, Brandon Spike, I think any combination of those three wrestlers right there, I think that's lightning in a bottle, in my opinion.
Oh, yes. Yes, you bet.
So that's the North American top 5. So now let's take a look at the ACW top 10. Once again, your champion, Dirty Jake Dearden. You may not like him, but, I mean, the guy defends that belt. I mean, I know the last couple of shows he's had family issues, which, you know, we respect. He came to the ACW Board of Directors. He says, hey, I got some family issues. I can't make the shows. And, of course, we were talking about – the ALMA shows. And one thing everybody's going to learn about ACW is we are a family. We look out for our wrestlers. We look out for our fans. So like I said, when Dirty Jake Dearden came up and said, well, hey, I got an issue with my, got some family medical issues that I really need to concentrate on, we said, not a problem. So let's look over the ACW top 10. Coming in at number 10, Marseille Lewis. Marseille cracked the top 10 for the ACW Heavyweight Championship. Once again, I think guy has an unlimited ceiling. Just a few times I've watched him wrestle, I've been very impressed with him. I think if he sticks around, hangs with it, he could have gold around his waist before we know it.
Oh, I agree. He's pretty talented. He's pretty talented.
Yes. Number nine on the top 10 is Hand Run Gun. And once again, this is another guy, high flyer. You know, he likes to use the ropes, walk the ropes. The guy's just, I don't think we've even seen the best he can bring. I think a lot of these wrestlers in ACW are still filling each other out. And the more they meet up, we're going to get some better matches out of these guys. Granny Hulkster.
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Well, I just had a friend message me that was listening to the show. So I don't know if he has, I told him to push one to be brought in the host queue so you can see his number. But I have someone, we have somebody that's listening to the show, but I'm not sure what the number is.
It's a 918. So let's jump up over here because I don't have my
Google.
All right. You are calling in to the Greg Taylor Show. 918 area code. Who do we have tonight? Hello?
Well, hello. Are you there? He may be listening. He said he was listening, so I'm not sure if he wants to be brought on, but we would love if he would talk to us tonight. Maybe he just
all
wants
right,
to
well,
listen, and that's fine.
All right. Well, I'm going to mute his phone line then. If
okay.
he's on the phone with you, he's on the phone with you, so if he wants to talk, he can text you, and we'll kick his line active. But let me jump back over here to the top 10. So like I say, we got Hand Run Gun coming in at the number 9 contender. Coming in at number 8, Murillo. You know, like I say, Murillo, he's really, the first couple of times I saw him, he was wrestling as a singles, had a chance to jump, do some work, some tag team matches with Elijah Spark, and they just had an instant chemistry there. So, we got Murillo locked in at the number 8 contender for the ACW Championship. Coming in at number 7, Kirk Castle, the SCWA Heavyweight Champion. Very talented wrestler. I mean, don't agree with some of his tactics, but, you know, hey, you know. As long as the guy comes in and puts butts in the seats, that's what we want to see, you know. And the guy's a talented wrestler, so we got him locked in at number 7. Coming in at number 6, a relative newcomer. I've seen him around in some different promotions, and
yeah.
When I heard that they were bringing him in to ACW, I like, this ought to be fun. And that's Graham Bell. Give me your thoughts on Graham Bell, Granny Hulkster.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Graham Bell, we got him locked in at the number 6 heavyweight top 10, and I was just wanting to get your opinion on Graham Bell.
Graham Bell, you have to admit, Graham Bell is a very talented wrestler. I will give him that much. I mean, I've known Graham Bell a long time. You know, him and Luke Langley were tag team partners for many years, and they still tag together once in a while. I know they've been, you know, doing a lot of single matches between the two of them, you know. But Graham Bell, you know, as you know, fans, Granny don't like the heels, and he can be pretty mean sometimes when he wants to be. But hey, that's okay. Somebody has to do it. So, and it gives me a chance to really holler at him a lot, you know, which I enjoy doing. So, but you know, whether you love him or hate him, you gotta give him credit where credit is due as far as being a pretty talented wrestler in the business. I do have
all
to
right.
say that much about him.
All right, well, here we go. We're going to move into the top five for the ACW Heavyweight Championships. Coming in at number five, El Rey. Like I say, the guy has just really impressed me. He's turned in some quality matches. He had the triple threat match at the New Beginnings show at the Greenland Convention, or Greenland Convention Center, the Greenland Community Center. And like I say, I think the guy just has a potential. You may not agree with his tactics all the time, but the guy brings it, you know.
Oh, he does. He does. He very much does.
All right, here we go. Coming in at number four, the Clown Prince of Madness, Magnificent Malico.
The Mad World.
It's the
Welcome
Mad
to
World.
The Mad you World, got... ladies and gentlemen.
I mean, I had heard of Malico, and I hadn't seen him in person, but I had seen some of his videos on YouTube and stuff, and especially a match between him and, of all people, Abyss from TNA Impact.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yes.
I saw that guy. When I saw that match, I said, I've got to see this guy in person. And so when ACW brought me on board and they said, hey, we got Magnificent Malico, I was like, oh, crap, I done got died and went to heaven. And Malico, his elevator don't go to the top floor.
Sometimes, no, it doesn't, you know. And, I mean, you know, you never know. You never know which way Malico is going to turn. I mean,
right.
just when you think you've got him figured out what he's going to do, don't ever underestimate the Magnificent Malico, fans, because I have seen Malico wrestle many places, and you never know what he's going to throw out there. You never know what he's going to do or say.
Right. You know, Rowdy Roddy Piper used to always have a phrase, and it reminds me of Malico. And Roddy Piper's phrase was, just when you think you have the answer, I go and change the question. And that reminds me of Malico. Just when you think you have the answer, he goes and changes the question, you know. So, we got Malico right here at number four. Going into number three, Jerry Storm. We got Jerry Storm up here in the number three spot.
That's
right. He's turned in some good matches. He's not afraid to work his butt off. So, like I say, Jerry Storm. Right there at the number three. Where'd it go? Okay. The number two contender, Spike Lopez, North American champion. Like I say, Spike Lopez and Spider, they've been battling all over and doing a great job defending that North American championship. And he is on more than one occasion has mentioned that he would like a shot at the ACW championship. So we got Spike Lopez at coming in as the number two contender. And the number one contender, who else? You got to put Brandon Groom in that spot. Former former heavyweight champion. Him and Dirty Jake Dearden, they've been practically killing each other. So I think it's only fair. I think it's only right that you put Brandon Groom as the number one contender. And I think it's just a matter of time that he's going to get Dirty Jake Dearden. And if somebody don't get to Jake first, I think it's going to be Brandon Groom going to be the man to take the belt off of him.
Hey, Greg, is our 918 caller still on the line?
I said yes. I got him into hold.
Okay, well, go ahead and unmute him because he just sent me a message. I think this gentleman has got something to say to us tonight. I have a feeling. I'm not sure who this might be, but Granny might have a pretty good idea, and I think he's got something to say to us tonight on this show. So let's bring him on and see what
All
this
right,
person
well,
has got to say.
We got about 2 minutes left, so 918, he is on the line. Who is this?
Who is this?
Who is this? Well, this
Do
is Granny Hulkster. Yes, we can hear you.
If I'm not mistaken, are there two souls there with you right now?
Two souls? Well, there's
two
Granny
souls.
Hulkster and Greg Taylor.
Greg Taylor. That's who I want to talk to.
Oh,
I'm right here.
You're talking to him. He's right there.
I am the Dark Priest. Smitty.
Okay.
ACW.
I think I know
ACW.
Who this is, Greg, but let's see what he's got to say.
I want your soul.
You want my soul?
Why?
I want your soul.
He wants your soul.
But there are things that you possess that I need from you. ACW is in the front fold. I'm coming for you. Anybody in ACW who wants to taste of some evil, who wants the taste of some possession, who wants the taste of this blood, I'll be there.
Wow. Well, this guy's got me tickled.
Very interesting.
And I hope he understands that I am not an active competitor anymore, so.
Your soul does not have to be an active competitor. Your soul is something I want. And you never
All
know
right.
when I'm coming. You never know when I'm
wow.
coming. But I can guarantee you that you will face me. You will see me face to face. And I can guarantee you your life will be forever changed.
Well, okay, well...
What a way to end our show, fans.
I'm kind of left speechless.
Well, I am very familiar with this name, Greg. I'm very familiar with this person's name. And I have seen this person in the ring many a times.
Okay, hold on just a second, Greg.
You're never going to know when he shows up.
All right.
That's all I got to say.
We're going to keep this going just a little bit because since I did come on late, the on-air show has ended, but we are recording now so people can come back later and listen to this. Who is that? He says he knows me?
I've seen him. I've seen him many a times, as I said, at other wrestling shows, Greg, over the years. And I'm very familiar with this person. I've seen him in the ring. I've seen him do some things that are a little crazy. And as I said, you're never going to know when he shows up. I mean, when he does show up, very interesting. Now, I know he's talking about wanting souls. Possess, you know, oh my goodness.
Yeah, he's talking about possessing.
Granny Hulkster has had a few words with this person at various times. And, you know, he's kind of gotten in Granny's face a few times, you know, but I'm not letting him scare me one little iota. I am not scared of this man. I know what he can do. I have seen what he does to people, but, you know, our Arkansas Championship Wrestling roster, if he shows up at Arkansas Championship Wrestling, it's going to be very exciting to see what's going to take place.
All right. Well, I'm going to take your word on it, Granny Hulkster. So, well, with that, we've gone over the top tens and the top fives. Let's just start getting ready for that next event. I mean, like I said, ladies and gentlemen, they've circled a date on the calendar. So now we just got to go and hope that everything works out and we're able to get it done. I'm excited about it. I'm ready to get back over there to the Greenland Community Center. And Granny Hulkster, I'm going to let you have the last word because I'm still thinking about this guy. So I'm going to let you have the last word.
He left you speechless. Well, fans, I cannot wait. You know, Granny, I have been having serious wrestling withdrawals. I mean, not being able to go see my wrestling family, not being able to go to wrestling shows. You know, all I can say is I think we're going to have to have maybe a special meeting with the board of directors if we're going to be able to have our show. I think we're going to have a very special meeting with the board of directors. Number one, to address, you know, it'd be like a grand reopening of wrestling for the fans, you know, and make it, a special, very special night. Of course, how more special can it be than to have Eugene there, you know, in attendance? You know, he is still scheduled for May 23rd, fans. And I mean, what a better way to start off our show again is by having Eugene there. But I think we also need to address this caller that called in tonight that wants your soul, you know. I mean, we're going to have to address that with the board of directors, and that's fine. And I'm sure that Dwayne and Keith will not have a problem having him show up. You know, I'm sure that they can work him in somewhere in a match. Somewhere throughout the night. I can almost probably, I'm not going to promise anything, you know, because I'm not the booker, obviously. I'm just the president of the fan club. But Granny can make suggestions. So, as president, I can make suggestions.
And, of course, I can make my suggestions, being the acting commissioner right now, so...
That's right. So you have more pull with it than I do, Greg. But I think we need to get together if we are going to find out that we are truly going to be able to have our show May 23rd, you know, and everything falls into place and we're going to be able to have that show. I think we need to have a special meeting with the board of directors and say, okay, we need to do this, and this, fans. Tonight, you know, that night, or, you know, make it as special as we can for the fans to welcome our fans back to Arkansas Championship Wrestling.
Oh, I agree.
So.
Well, okay, Granny Hulkster. Well, once again, I want to apologize to everybody getting on late, having phone issues, having computer issues, but we were able to get things worked out. So everybody get ready to hang on, buckle up your seatbelts.
Hang on for the ride because it's going to be a Lulu. And, fans, next Sunday night, 8 o'clock, Greg Taylor show, call in. Caller, you want to call in next week and let us know a little bit more about you, where you're from, how long you've been in the business. We would love to have you on as a guest to find out more about you because I know Greg Taylor wants to find out more about you, I'm sure.
Yeah, because I'm about to take stock. I'm about to take stock in Depends. So,
and if you've got a couple of your wrestling friends that want to call in, bring them along for the ride too. The more, the merrier. Because it's going to be an interesting ride. I have a feeling, fans. This is far from being over.
That's right. Well, Granny Hulkster, once again, I appreciate you. I appreciate this mystery caller. We're going to get to the bottom of this, and we're going to start getting ready for that next show, the relaunch. I'm going to go ahead and start calling it the relaunch because we're going to get this thing going again. So, on behalf of Granny Hulkster, next Saturday or next Sunday night, join us right here, 8 o'clock on Talk Radio. For the Greg Taylor Show. Then everybody be good to one another. Be safe and let's survive another week. See ya.
What have I been doing? Spinning in my feet.